Today, Russian President Vladimir Putin offered a boost to the Bush administration's contention of Iraqi support for terrorism. Putin said before the U.S. invaded Iraq, Moscow gave Washington information that Saddam Hussein might be preparing terror attacks against the United States. The Russian president gave no details as to what kind of information was handed over or how important it was. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
Putin made his comments to reporters during a trip to the former Soviet Republic of Kazakhstan. The Kremlin leader did not say where the information had come from or whether Russia considered it credible.
After September 11, 2001, and before the start of the military operation in Iraq, the Russian intelligence services received information that officials from Saddam's regime were preparing terrorist attacks in the United States and outside it against U.S. military and civilian interests.
Putin said the unspecified intelligence on Saddam's intentions was handed over to the United States. He added that President Bush personally thanked a top Russian security official for the information. Putin emphasized that Russia had no information that Saddam's regime was actually involved in any known terror attacks, and the intelligence was not deemed alarming enough to change Russia's staunch opposition to the war in Iraq.
Our position on war in Iraq did not change. There are rules, defined by international law, for using force in international affairs, and these procedures were not observed.
For their part, U.S. officials downplayed the seriousness of the Russian intelligence. One American official, speaking on the condition of anonymity, told the Associated Press that Putin's information had not added to what was already known about Saddam's intentions. The official said the Russian tip did not specify a time or a place for possible terror attacks. At the State Department, spokesman Adam Arely commented only in general terms on information sharing between Russia and the U.S.
The United States and Russia have a very good and close record of cooperation in the field of counterterrorism. We've worked well together in the past, both in terms of information sharing as well as other areas.
Analysts said Putin's statement might help President Bush by showing that the U.S. was not alone in having come across information suggesting Saddam might resort to terror attacks. Putin's comments came one day after the U.S. 9/11 Commission determined that while there were contacts between al-Qaeda and Iraq, there did not appear to have been a collaborative relationship. Putin made no mention of whether Russian intelligence ever established a link between al-Qaeda and Saddam. Ivan Safranchuk, an analyst with the Moscow office of the Center for Defense Information, thinks the timing of Putin's statement is curious. In recent months, Putin has gone out of his way to avoid aggravating the Bush administration over Iraq. And Washington has offered only muted criticism of what many regard as Russia's move toward a more authoritarian style of government.
And I understand that Putin is not going to undermine Bush's position. So I think it was just some sort of gentleman agreement not to undermine each other through the elections.
International observers said that Putin's own re-election this year was marked by unfair use of state resources to promote the Kremlin leader. Putin and Bush have developed an increasingly warm relationship, one Putin seems determined to reinforce. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.